You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got a touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Country, what is up? Welcome back to Locked On Broncos. This is our special Thursday show, and if you looked outside your window today, you noticed this white stuff on the ground called snow. Now, first really big snowfall of the year. A lot of people are panicking, don't know what to do, and obviously a lot of people don't know how to drive in the snow, but obviously if you are commuting from work and you're trying to get home, take your time, drive slow, and let Locked On Broncos take you home. We have a very exciting episode for you here tonight. Obviously, in our first segment, we're going to be talking about the injury report for the Denver Broncos and the Washington Redskins as Thursday practice consumed. Obviously, we're going to take a look into the Redskins injured reserve bank because there's a lot of key players that have been placed on injured reserve for the Redskins this year. They've been one of the most brutally battered teams in the NFL this year, and you have to feel for them a little bit. And we're going to take a look at obviously how that's pretty much affected them this entire season. They started off the season very great and have kind of sputtered a little bit just due to injury, being beat up and having some key guys gone. But it's been some valuable lessons obviously for a lot of young guys on the Washington Redskins roster, getting more valuable playing experience and growing along the way. That's our first segment, the injury report. And obviously we're going to match up our game preview, take a look at the depth chart of the Washington Redskins, who's going against who and who the Broncos have to look out for, some players to watch. Obviously, a couple former Denver Broncos, Capri Bibbs, Vernon Davis. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And obviously, in our final segment, we are going to talk about the key matchups of the week. And obviously, we want to look on the defensive side of the ball. So we got a great show in store for you here tonight on Locked On Broncos. I'm excited. You know, I it's this time of the year. I just realized the Broncos and most NFL teams, now if you're not catching the Saturday games, you know, it's hard to see an NFL game on a Saturday, but I just realized the NFL this Sunday is on Christmas Eve. That's absolutely crazy. So a lot of Denver Broncos players going to be gone for a little bit in Washington, D.C. on Christmas Eve. Hopefully they get back in time for the families. And obviously the Raiders and the Eagles have to play on Monday Night Football on Christmas Day. So at least they get to celebrate Christmas maybe a day early in those areas. But the Broncos, you know, you don't want to take too much focus off of the holiday season. But in the NFL, the business has to go on. The show has to go on as usual. So Christmas Eve matchup, Broncos Redskins, Von Miller against Kirk Cousins, who potentially will be the Broncos quarterback next year. A lot of excitement on that. Don't forget, tomorrow we have our Locked On Broncos, Locked On Redskins crossover show with Zach Hicks. Zach Hicks, a host of Locked On Redskins, will be joining me here on Locked On Broncos to talk about this big matchup between two teams. I'm going to ask him a lot of questions about the quarterback position and how Kirk Cousins has been, especially with the rumors heating up that Kirk Cousins is heavily interested in the Denver Broncos, and obviously talk about the injury status of the Redskins and just how it's affected their year. In my opinion, like I said, I thought the Redskins were a very good team at the beginning of the year. They're still a very solid football team, but unfortunately, being in a tough division with Philadelphia, and you know Dallas is playing some pretty good football right now, it's just hard to kind of fathom what they've really been through. And unfortunately, when you get the injury bug the way they have, there's not a lot you can do about it besides keep playing and get some valuable guys some reps. And I'm going to ask him about Josh Norman, a guy who has dropped off and fallen off ever since the season's progressed following his rib injury. Just a lot of controversial stuff on Josh Norman. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Locked On Broncos, Locked On Redskins crossover show. So before we dive into our injury report, I want to take the time to tell you guys about what we have going on over here at Locked On Podcast Network. Now, if you love the Denver Nuggets like me, be sure to listen to Adam Mata is over there. He's the host of Locked On Nuggets. He does a great job every single day bringing you daily content, news, analysis, interviews around the basketball and NBA community. He's a constant guest on Altitude 950 with the Vic Lombardi Show, as well as Hastings and Brownman Show over there. A lot of good insight, a lot of good knowledge, very good guy. He runs a great show over there. Now, obviously, the Denver Nuggets dropped a very tough game last night at home to the Minnesota Timberwolves in their first matchup of the year. The Nuggets had 20 turnovers, and Nikola Jokic had 10 of those. And so the Nuggets continue to battle injuries as well, with Gary Harris being out, as well as Paul Millsap still recovering, trying to get back as soon as he can, and Emmanuel Moody obviously being out as well. hurt the Denver Nuggets last night, and Jamal Murray had the ability to flourish a little bit. You get to see a guy by the name of Torrey Craig. He's going to be breaking down the door in the NBA here soon. Very solid defensive player, but the Nuggets have dropped another game at home. Their 8-game home winning streak ended last night, and Adam Morris has you covered with all the latest news and the whole recap of that game over there at Locked On Nuggets, so be sure to check him out over there. So, you know, the Broncos relatively this week came out on the other side of the injury report pretty well. Now, the only guys really listed on the injury report was Emmanuel Sanders, Cody Latimer, and Paxton Lynch. Now, Domantas Pekko appeared on there today, but not due to in any kind of injury. I think he had a Veterans Day off, but he was not injury-related. He did not participate today. But Emmanuel Sanders missed practice for the second day in a row. Now, if you follow Emmanuel Sanders on Snapchat, he was getting a lot of treatment today on his ankle in the pool. And obviously the trainer. So I think Emmanuel Sanders at this point is about 50-50 to go this weekend. I think he's questionable. If anything, I think he will go. I think he will play against the Redskins. But right now it's kind of looking a little questionable. And now obviously that bodes some concern a little bit, because now Cody Latimer has appeared limited for the second straight day of practice with a thigh injury. Now I don't know where he got the thigh injury from, but it just sprung up this week. So he was limited 2 days in a row. And obviously Paxton Lynch limited 2 days in a row with his ankle injury that he's been suffering from. And in the Broncos right now, we still don't know who the quarterback is going to be for the Denver Broncos this Sunday. I'd imagine it's going to be Brock Osweiler. But at the same time, I'm also going to think about the fact that they're probably going to play both of these guys. Now, if Paxton Lynch doesn't play this game, I think the Broncos will play both Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch series for series, week 17 against the Kansas City Chiefs. I just don't know how to feel about it. I think Brock Osweiler has earned the right to play, but at the same time, they want to see what they have with Paxton Lynch, and that's all I'm going to say about the quarterback situation regarding that. So, you know, the Broncos, relatively healthy heading into this week on the injury report, so that's definitely good news. On the Redskins side of things, we want to take a look at just how battered they've been. Now, they have a ton of guys on their injury report this week at practice, too many to name. So I want to kind of take a look at the key guys, the long-term injuries that the Redskins have suffered. Now, this year, it's just they've been through the ringer in terms of linebackers and running backs. Now, take a look. Now, these names I'm about to list off for the Redskins, all of these guys have been placed on injured reserve for the Redskins, and this is something I'm going to bring up to obviously Zach Hicks tomorrow on our crossover show, but let's just go down the list. Now, you have linebacker Chris Carter. He went out early on in the season with it, you know, obviously being placed on injured reserve. You had Byron Marshall, a running back. Jordan Reed, a guy who struggled to really stay healthy over the course of his career, was placed on injured reserve. And obviously safety Monte Nicholson, a guy who they have a lot of promise in the secondary, he was placed on injured reserve as well. Now, their offensive line has absolutely been battered. Now, Trent Williams is still kind of questionable. He hasn't participated in practice for 2 days in a row with a knee injury. So right now, I'd almost be concerned about his status for the game on Sunday going up against Shaquille Barrett, Von Miller. But looking at the other side of things, their center Spencer Long was also placed on injured reserve. Guard Sean Lavel was also placed on injured reserve. Terrell Pryor, a wide receiver threat converted from quarterback from Cleveland, he went down there and then he switched over to wide receiver, and then he signed with Washington in the offseason. And Terrell Pryor's a prolific athlete, but he's going to be done for the year. Injured reserve. Running back Chris Thompson on injured reserve. TJ Clemmings also on injured reserve, and Rob Kelly as well. Linebackers Will Compton and Mason Foster also were placed on injured reserve this year, as well as defensive lineman Jonathan Allen. Now, that's what I'm talking about. When you look at the Washington Redskins overall, you see just how depleted they really are on this roster, and it's almost unfair when you look at it, just the amount of injuries that they've had. But I don't think they've made any excuses. I've watched them week in and week out just to keep an eye on the Kirk Cousins thing. And the Redskins, they have some very talented players on this team. And when you have to go down to Washington and you have to play these guys on an early trip, where Denver is notoriously known for struggling on Eastern time zone early games, you got to go to Washington, D.C. and play these guys on their home turf, where they have a phenomenal crowd, in my opinion. It's going to be a challenge. But I think the Denver Broncos really rose to the challenge on playing on the road and hostile hostile environment, a very tough environment where the Broncos have struggled to win in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. They haven't had a lot of success there, but they came in, they showed resiliency on the road, and maybe they are road dogs. Maybe the Broncos are road dogs this year. We'll have to see how they do, especially against, you know, Kirk Cousins, Samaj Perine, obviously Capri Bibbs, Vernon Davis, a prolific target that Kirk Cousins is trying to find. Obviously, you got to go against Jamison Crowder and Josh Doctson, you know, Brian Quick, some speedy wide receiver threats. So there are a lot of different angles that we can take on this entire thing. But overall, the Redskins have a very solid team, even with the guys that they're missing. I think they have a lot of guys. So let's take a look at the Washington Redskins depth chart real quick. Now, offensively, we're going to go down the list. Now, wide receiver, you got Josh Doctson, a speedy threat out of TCU, drafted a couple years ago. You have Jamison Crowder, who's one of their premier guys, also a premier punt returner. Trent Williams at left tackle. Ari Quanjo, I think that's Cyrus Quanjo's brother. Chase Rallier at center in terms of obviously replacing Spencer Long. You have Brandon Scherff at right guard, and obviously Morgan Moses at right tackle. Now, Morgan Moses is going to draw a tough assignment of having to stop Von Miller. Now, I'd imagine that Brandon Scherff and Morgan Moses are going to, you know, double team, and they'll probably, Washington will use Samaj Perine as well as LaShawn Daniels to kind of chip Von Miller as well and pass protection. And they're going to look to really utilize connecting to, obviously, Vernon Davis and Niles Paul, you know, the tight end thing. I could see a lot of that stuff. Obviously, Brian Quick's a guy the Broncos have to really look out for, but obviously, the main story is Kirk Cousins at quarterback having a phenomenal year. Kirk Cousins, realistically, this year has had a very good career, you know, season. He's got a 98.8 quarterback rating. He's thrown for 3,600 yards. He's thrown for 24 touchdowns while only throwing 9 interceptions. He's been pretty good at protecting the ball. The Redskins started off the year pretty solid, but unfortunately for them, the injury bug struck them. So that's the offensive side of the ball for the Washington Redskins. Now, when we look at their defense, we see a little bit more solidarity. We see some areas that the Denver Broncos can attack. Now, obviously, looking at the defensive end spot for the Redskins, you have Stacy McGee and Terrell McClain. You have Ziggy Hood at nose tackle in the one and also the three technique or a 2-eye. At the other DN spot, you have Matt Iadanis. At your Sam linebacker, you have Preston Smith. And obviously in the interior, you have Martrell Spate and Zach Brown. Zach Brown on the injury report, you know, with he did not participate for 2 days in a row. So that's something that the Redskins are going to have to monitor. If Zach Brown can't go, I'd look to see Zach V. Hill. He's probably going to go. He's probably going to start in place of Zach Brown if he can't really go. And then also at your Will linebacker, you have obviously Ryan Kerrigan, and behind him you have Junior Galesso. Some pretty solidarity at the Will linebacker spot. Now, the story, you know, with obviously everything, I don't know what's going on with Josh Norman. I read a report a couple weeks ago where he was talking about quitting and just giving up on football and the Redskins because they lost to the Chargers. And he made some very odd comments. So haven't seen much of him. Now, when we look at the depth chart, we see Bashaud Breeland, who's been playing very well as a young guy, in place essentially for Josh Norman. When Josh Norman got hurt with the rib injury, Breeland really stepped up and started playing very well, and they got a young secondary. Also, Kendall Fuller, he's at the right cornerback spot. Now, a familiar name that many Broncos fans dislike is the man by the name of DJ Swearinger. He's a free safety for the Washington Redskins. Backing him up is D'Angelo Hall, the old school guy who got his ankles broken by, obviously, DeAndre Hopkins and training camp, and that strong safety of DeShazer Everett. He's a guy that likes to bring the boom, young guy coming down the way. And obviously, Dustin Hopkins is back, activated from injured reserve. He was placed on that earlier this year. He's back kicking for him. But like I said, the guy you really have to kind of keep an eye on for the Denver Broncos and the Redskins in this game is obviously Jamison Crowder, punt returner. He's very electric, and also backing him up is Kendall Fuller. Both of these guys have the ability, realistically, to break a game open in the return game. Jamison Crowder has a lot of speed, has a lot of ability, and I think that's the important thing when you kind of look at it is the Broncos special teams have to be on point this weekend against the Redskins. If they want to come out on top, you cannot give up a punt return touchdown, let alone a kick return touchdown. So I'm eager to see how the Denver Broncos do in that kind of regard. But, you know, before we jump into our final segment of tonight's show, obviously analyzing the key matchups, which is one of my favorite segments of the week, as well as from what I've heard on feedback on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos, at Cody Rourke NFL, and obviously on iTunes, you guys have left a review saying you guys love the key matchup segment because it gives you a little bit more information about which player is going to cover who and which side of scheme of things. And I think that's important. I think that's important for you guys to kind of get a visual of, you know, I know a lot of you guys, some of you guys religiously watch film like I do. You guys watch film on your favorite NFL team. You break down game film. And I think you guys develop very important opinions. And it's based and supported by your claim on what you watch film. And I tell you what, if any of you guys want to get a lot better at knowing football, knowing scenarios, watch the coaches' film. Watch the All-22 film. You get a very good perspective. Now, you don't just watch one play, go to the next. You watch one play probably three or four times. You watch one play over and over again. You see the D end, or if you're looking on the defense side of the ball, you look at the D end. Does he, which shoulder does he strike? Does he maintain his gap integrity? Seeing a three technique as a nose tackle, or is he in a one technique? What are they doing? Are they rolling coverage? You have to be able to kind of analyze all of that stuff. And when you do, you get a lot better understanding the game of football. If you played it, you already know a lot of this stuff. But having film helps reinforce it, and you can see it on Sundays. And so you can see when the Denver Broncos line up against the Redskins offense, you're going to see the different shades. And obviously, if you're a defensive back player like me, I get excited by watching how the Broncos DBs play in alignment against some quick receivers. And you can usually tell what play is, if you watch enough film on the opposing team, you really have a good idea what play is coming next. That's why I think Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr. are so good. They watch a lot of film, and they're going to be tested this week. So before we jump onto that, I want to take the time to tell you guys about some potential sponsorship opportunities that you or your company can have over here at Locked On Broncos. Now, if you or your company are interested in reaching a target audience of men between the ages of 18 and 44, your company should be sponsoring this podcast right here. Now, Locked On Broncos is listened to by 98% of men, and 80% of those men are in the age bracket of 18 to 44. So if you want to promote your service or your product on Locked On Broncos that will reach men between the age bracket of 18 and 44 years of age, this is your spot. Plus, the good thing about it is our rates are very reasonable. So email me at denverbroncoslockedon@gmail.com to find out more information on how you and your company can advertise with Locked On Broncos. Once again, that is denverbroncoslockedon@gmail.com. So obviously, before we get into our final segment here, I want to take the time to tell you guys about MyBookie.ag. Now, MyBookie.ag is the best premier sports book out there. If you love fantasy sports, if you love the concept of betting money, if you're scared to go to Vegas and lose all your money, well, guess what? You can lose some and you can win some money with MyBookie.ag from the comfort of your home. Obviously, it's like having Las Vegas in your pocket. Now, MyBookie.ag has been around for many, many years. They have a very reliable reputation, and I trust them, especially with my bet. They keep me informed, and the good thing about it is they pay out your winnings within 48 hours of it. And I've never heard of that anywhere else. I used to play a lot of FanDuel, a lot of DraftKings, but I stopped doing that because I hated waiting a week and a half, 2 weeks in order to receive my money. And also the deal of insider trading was definitely something that kind of turned me off the idea of using those kind of things anymore. But MyBookie.ag, my bet is safe, it's locked in, I'm well informed, and I receive my winnings within 48 hours of my winnings from whatever contest I decide to play in. And obviously the good thing about it is it's quick and easy. Now, MyBookie.ag is offering Locked On Broncos listeners the chance to receive a 50% deposit bonus today. Now, when you go to MyBookie.ag and you sign up, be sure to use promo code LOCKEDON. Now, when you do that, MyBookie.ag will match you at 50% of a deposit bonus. They'll match you halfway, and you can double your winnings over at MyBookie.ag. Tell them Locked On Broncos sent you, MyBookie.ag. So diving into our final segment, the key matchups. This, you know, the Broncos this week, when I look at the injury side of things for the Redskins and I see the Broncos defensively are relatively healthy, I kind of get a little giddy here because obviously Trent Williams being questionable and maybe almost considered doubtful for this game for the Broncos, you know, gives opportunities for guys like, you know, Shaquille Barrett, Von Miller to get to Kirk Cousins. Now, Kirk Cousins is so smart, which makes it even more of a task for them to get to him, and he's very cerebral. Aqib Talib came out this week and said, Kirk Cousins is a real quarterback. He said it twice. Kirk Cousins is a real NFL quarterback. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. And he has the ability to hurt you if he can pick apart where you're at. So the Broncos really, in my opinion, can't find themselves sitting in too much zone coverage because Kirk Cousins has the ability to find the open spot very quickly. Now, the key matchups that I really want us to take a look at is obviously in the secondary and the wide receiver core for the Broncos and the Redskins. Now, Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr. will have a tough matchup in covering Jamison Crowder and Josh Doctson, as well as Brian Quick. Some guys that, you know, will be thrown in there, but the premier guys, Jamison Crowder, Josh Doctson, you got to keep an eye on these guys. Now, I'd imagine Aqib Talib's probably going to match up more so on Josh Doctson, and I think we're going to see Chris Harris Jr. lined up on Jamison Crowder. Now, Crowder this year has had 59 catches for 717 total yards and two touchdowns. You know, I think Kirk Cousins has done a very good job of kind of finding him as a safety net, especially late in the game, and being able to pick up a first down on a third and long or a third and eight. He's one of the most reliable guys that Kirk Cousins has found outside of Vernon Davis. Now, the other guy, Josh Doctson, obviously the speedy wide receiver, coming out of, you know, Texas Christian University, TCU, a couple years ago. He's a big threat. Now, he's got 29 catches on the year for 470 yards, but the thing is, he has five touchdowns. So he's a guy that they want to get the ball into his hands in open space, preferably the goal line, too. You can see a lot of it in the goal line. They're going to do a lot of crossing routes, and they're going to find him. He's going to try to get yards after the catch. He's a guy the Broncos really have to contain, and I think Aqib Talib will draw that matchup, and obviously Bradley Roby will play a role in obviously covering one of the two as well. But typically, you want your two best cornerbacks really covering their two best receivers, and Kirk Cousins is going to have to look for him. Now, the other guy is Von Miller, obviously going off the edge against Morgan Moses. Now, this bodes well. Now, Morgan Moses is going to require help. He's going to require help from Brandon Scherff over there at right guard, and they're going to double-team Von Miller. So this opens it up for, obviously, Joe Woods to get a little creative, maybe do a little linebacker stunt, some blitzes off the edge, some endo blitzes. And it also opens up the ability for a guy like Shaquille Barrett to have a field day. Now, when teams double-team, triple-team Von Miller, Shaquille Barrett has shown up. Now, the good thing I really like about Shaquille Barrett is the fact that he's quick. Now, if Trent Williams is playing, Trent Williams is going to be hobbled by a knee injury. So the advantage automatically, in my opinion, goes to Shaquille Barrett, who has unbelievable upper body strength. He's very disciplined. He maintains contain. He strikes the shoulder, the outside shoulder of the tackle. He keeps his outside hand free, and he's got a great pass move. Now, when we've seen teams double-team Von Miller, like I said, Shaquille Barrett's had four sacks this year. Two of those were strip sacks, one against the Kansas City Chiefs and Alex Smith, the other against Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders. We're going to see a lot of opportunities for this Broncos defense to generate turnovers by simply creating a little bit of confusion for the offensive line of the Redskins, and that's how you do it. You know, you got to disguise some blitzes, show one coverage, act like you're in one coverage, but be in a different one. That's going to throw a quarterback off. Now, they've done a better job of that, especially in the second half against the Indianapolis Colts and Jacoby Brissett. Said Joe Woods did a very good job of adjusting, and the defense played very phenomenal in my honest opinion. So that's something we're going to have to take a look at. Now, I put a question mark next to Josh Norman. The reason I said that is obviously with everything. When I look at the depth chart, Josh Norman is listed as the number three cornerback. Now, he's not even in the top four yet. Now, they have Breshad Breeland, Kendall Fuller, Quentin Dunbar, Joshua Holsey, and then you have Otha Peters, and then you have Josh Norman. So Josh Norman, realistically, is probably not going to play. I don't know. I'm eager to hear what Zach Hicks has to say, especially with all the comments that Josh Norman made after they lost to the Chargers. You know, I think the Chargers are a good team this year. They're trying to secure a dang playoff spot, and the Broncos have to try to help them by beating Kansas City Week 17 and hoping that Kansas City loses this week's game. So just a lot of different angles. But obviously, the players to watch, Vernon Davis, former Denver Bronco. He was traded to the Broncos from the 49ers in 2015, midway through the year, and was one of the biggest disappointments in Broncos country history. Now, the reason I say that is he dropped passes all the time. He dropped fourth down passes, passes that cost the Denver Broncos a game against the Raiders. He wasn't that good. He was not really an impact player that we were used to seeing from a guy by the name of Vernon Davis. Now, Vernon Davis played really well in San Francisco, and the expectation was when he came to Denver that he'd be playing well as well. He ended up being one of the worst disappointments in terms of trade that I had ever thought of. Now, on paper, when you look at, you know, the possibility of Peyton Manning connecting with Vernon Davis, you get excited, but it didn't work out that way. It was the complete opposite, and Vernon Davis was one of the worst midseason trades in recent Broncos memory. And a guy by the name of Owen Daniels actually was the guy that was a savior for the Denver Broncos in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. And definitely the Broncos miss a guy like that. So the Broncos, I think, are better off without Vernon Davis. Now, you know, fortunately for him, he appears to be very comfortable in Washington with Kirk Cousins. He's comfortable. He's Kirk Cousins' main target. So I think he's a guy the Broncos really have to keep an eye on. Justin Simmons being done for the year. So Will Parks and Darian Stewart are going to have to draw. And obviously Jamal Carter as well. They're both going to, all of them are going to draw an assignment on either shadowing or covering Vernon Davis as well, and as well as Niles Paul, especially if they get in a double tight set. I don't expect him to do that too much, but both those tight ends have the ability to hurt you in multiple ways. Now, also the other guy we want to keep an eye on is Samaje Perine. He's a bruise and speed back. He has the ability to run. He reminds me a little bit of Kareem Hunt a little bit, and obviously a former Bronco. We saw score a touchdown on screenplay last week. Capri Bibbs got his chance in Washington, and you know, definitely I think a lot of Broncos players are very happy for Capri Bibbs. He was a guy that really couldn't, you know, strike time on the field. He couldn't get time in for the Denver Broncos. Had a screenplay where he ran for a big gain against the Oakland Raiders. I think he scored actually against the Oakland Raiders last year on Sunday Night Football, and that was it. You know, it was almost the same thing. So he scored on a screenplay last week against the Arizona Cardinals. So the Broncos are going to see Capri Bibbs as well. They're going to rotate Samaje Perine, obviously LaShawn Daniels and Bibbs at the running back spot, get some guys a break a little bit. But, you know, I think overall, this is going to be a very interesting matchup for the Broncos. I look forward to it, and I look forward to talking about this topic even more tomorrow with our Locked On Broncos, Locked On Redskins crossover show. Zach Hicks and I are going to be talking about this matchup, and obviously a lot riding on it. I'm excited to ask him about Kirk Cousins. So if you have any questions, Broncos fans, that you want me to ask tomorrow on the show with Zach Hicks, tweet them to me at Cody Rourke NFL, at Locked On Broncos as well, and we'll definitely share that with him. I'll share it with him on air, and he can answer your questions as well, and I'm hoping some of his viewers ask me the same questions. So I look forward to covering that episode tomorrow on Friday. For me, it's also Christmas break, so I'm excited. Broncos have a Christmas Eve matchup with the Washington Redskins this Sunday, early game on CBS. Going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one, and we're going to see the audition of Kirk Cousins to the Denver Broncos. Now, I think John Elway is going to have a little bug in his ear. It's going to be exciting to see, and you know some Broncos players are going to come up to him during or after the game, and they're going to try to recruit him even more. So we'll see how it goes. He didn't bite in all the media rumblings this week. You know, the media tried baiting him into biting on potential topics about going to Denver, and he didn't quite budge. So Kirk Cousins, very smart guy, very cerebral. Look forward to seeing what he can bring for the Denver Broncos, obviously next season, but obviously hopefully the Denver Broncos defense can stop Kirk Cousins, Vernon Davis, Jamison Crowder, and the offensive attack that the Washington Redskins have, and we'll see how the defense does against the Broncos offense. So that'll be an interesting matchup. Who's at quarterback for the Broncos? I have no clue. I'm sure Zach Hicks is going to ask me a lot of questions about the quarterback situation as well. We're going to have to wait and see till tomorrow. So once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke, Locked On Broncos, bringing you Thursday edition. Thank you guys once again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Locked On Broncos crossover show with the Redskins.